forth. I have to see more.
I'm intrigued.
Do they ever say why they call it baby reindeer?
At the very, very end, she explains, okay. Yeah.
The stalker explains?
Oh, when they're in court.
Now I've got to watch more.
I don't know why. It gave me a very unsettled feeling.
Yeah, it does. The whole time you're just like, but you can't stop.
I had to wash my hands after 1.5 hours so I could feel clean again. All right. Great. Thank you for helping me understand.
By the way, I do not recommend this show.
Okay.
Well, but everybody's watching it. Somebody's recommending it, but I understand what you mean. I do.
It's trending. People want to see what's trending.
Next hour, we're going to take some time and talk about your event at AMS Studios coming up. And one of the reasons I look and feel so good at this particular benchmark moment in my life is because of you.
Yes.
And the kinds of services you offer. So we want to get into all of that. Plus, Mom's Day is a week. Guys, have you done your Mother's Day shopping? That's a no. So we'll give you some great gift ideas from AMS next hour. Right now, sometimes life can throw you a curveball out of the blue. You don't expect it. I mean, I was on the air when I got served my divorce papers from Janelle's mom. And we were talking about relationships on this particular show, which made it all the more ironic. And I get this, and I just went numb. I didn't know what to do. I had no attorney. I had no idea it was coming. And I just told my friend, I'm leaving the show now because there's a restraining order on the top of these papers saying I can't talk about this on the air. Not a restraining order for me personally, just you can't
keep it under
this.
Wraps.
I don't know whatever made her think that I am the kind of guy that would tell those kinds of stories on the air. Well, skepticism from the immediate audience here.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, though, your first urge is to manage it yourself. And that's always the worst urge. The best urge is to call 819-4810 and take your personal crisis to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and get their passion of advocacy behind your situation. Hear the words, we've got this. Give them the chance to say, here's a plan. This is how we're going to deal with this. And give yourself over to their incredible and experienced guidance and let them navigate these troubled waters. They handle all types of family law, not just divorce, but adoption. We did my will with Jacqueline here in the studio one day, which, not that there's a lot to leave behind, but...
to do that.
But it is the best... Seriously, nobody thinks they're going to go anytime soon, but if something happens, it's the most loving thing you can do for your family by leaving them no doubt as to how you want your issues settled, period. And it's for the amount of grief it can spare people, it's worth every penny, and it's not a lot to do that. They also can represent you all over the state of Alabama. So if you get hit with one of those curveballs, call 819-4810 to browse all of their services and get a look at their experience. Go to the alabamafamilylawyers.com for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 504.
With Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. U.S. stocks finished mixed after the head of the Federal Reserve said the cuts to interest rates that Wall Street craved so much are still likely, even if they're delayed because of stubbornly high inflation. On the downside for financial markets, the Fed's chair said inflation is taking longer than expected to get under control. But he also said its next move is unlikely to be a rate hike and announced moves to help stabilize the bond market. The Dow was up 87 points today to close at 37,903. The NASDAQ lost 52 to 15,605. The S&P 500 dropped 17 points to 5018. New York oil fell $2.93 to $79 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Accidents just keep on coming this afternoon. First of all, in Montgomery, we've got an accident on Techna Center Drive. This is right off Atlanta Highway if you're headed out that way. Highway 31 at Laurel Hill in Pine Level got a minor accident there. In Wetumpka, we had an accident earlier, Highway 231 at Ready Street. We're hoping that one has cleared. And Highway 111, right near Whitewater Ridge on your way up to Slapout, if you're coming out of Wetumpka, we had a major accident there earlier. They have that road closed down right now. You can't travel either direction. So keep that in mind. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Limo, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Live Sunday, September 15th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, it's the Randy Travis More Live Tour, featuring a special appearance by Randy Travis.
Forever and ever, amen.
Come see Randy's longtime touring band, along with his co-star in The Price, James Dupree, as they perform all 16 of Randy's iconic number one hits.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river.
Sunday, September 15th at the Impact, the Randy Travis More Live Tour. Tickets available at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
May 1st is Mother Goose Day, a day to share your favorite nursery rhymes with children. Stories like Little Jack Horner, Jack Be Nimble, Jack and the Beanstalk, Jack Sprat, or Jack and Jill. Because if your kids don't know Mother Goose, they don't know Jack.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Keith Peters reporting dueling groups of protesters clashed overnight at the University of California, Los Angeles, shoving, kicking, and beating each other with sticks after pro-Israel demonstrators tried to pull down barricades surrounding a pro-Palestinian encampment. UCLA canceled classes Wednesday. Late Tuesday, police burst into a Columbia University building occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters and broke up a demonstration that had paralyzed the school. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken met with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to impress on them that the time is now for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly 7 months of war. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 87 points, the NASDAQ dropped 52, the S&P lower by 17. More details at srnnews.com.
But look around, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work and I notice the difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth, and out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really South at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told
oof. Wow. She is the living cure for priapism. Seriously. but what a great sense of humor she has. It is 5:10 on News Talk 93.1 FM, where we discuss the important issues. And right now, we're going to hit the most important topic I have today. Will you join me, Pam Dubuque,
yes,
Ellen
I'm
Murray?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yes.
I need the two of you and Rosie to help me decide. I brought two shirts I picked up from the dry cleaner.
Oh.
And here's the best part is, and Pam, you've helped me feel better about myself, which is great.
I'm glad.
And I've been working very hard to lose some weight, you know, get in the best possible condition. Like the shirt I'm wearing. This was my staff shirt 19 years ago.
I noticed that as soon as I walked in.
Is it in great condition? No. I don't know what put those holes there. It's either cigarette burns or moths. I'm not sure. But it fits. But I'm not going to wear this to the Baumhauers. I'm using it as kind of a drop cloth in case I spill. So I have two shirts from the dry cleaner. One is a, is that a Wrangler denim?
Yes, light wash denim.
Okay, and that's a light blue, and then I have a darker blue in the back, and I need some help deciding which of those two I should wear tonight. Give you a minute. And don't forget to answer with a question. With your answer. Ellen?
What is the dark blue shirt?
What is the dark blue?
What is the dark blue?
What is the dark blue?
What is the dark blue? All right. So, see?
We have a winner.
That's democracy. Right there. Everybody had an equal vote. We got Rich's forecast coming up in a minute. Brant McDonald to talk about this ridiculous move of the market today. Pam Dubuque is also the founder of AMS Studios in Prattville, a place I've been to and I find quite amazing, with state-of-the-art technologies that can help you feel better about yourself without having to go to cosmetic surgeons and all
right.
of that. And you've got an event tomorrow night at your place, the Spring Fling. Let's
yes.
talk about it.
So we're just having a night out, a customer appreciation night. We're running a lot of specials, having really good sales that we've never had before, and giveaways. We're having one of our old employees come and do her new venture. She does permanent jewelry, which has really caught on and is very trendy right now. Mm. So she's doing a pop-up with us, and we'll just have food and drinks and good time.
Food and drinks?
Yes. Of course. It's from 5 to 7.
And this is going to be a very social event. And
yes.
you'll have your staff there and everybody to talk about the kind of services you offer.
Yes. We're doing some demos, too. We have a Forma machine, which is radio frequency for skin tightening. So we can do that on the face. It's called a red carpet facial. It just instantly tightens. So for pictures, weddings, that's what most people come and get it for. But it just lifts.
Really?
Yes. So we sell it in packages for more permanent results, but one time you can see instant lift.
Wow, so if somebody's got a big event and they want that little, because there's going to be pictures and
yes.
stuff.
And you got some jowls, you know, or like a little double chin, we can tighten that up.
I don't have any of those things. And I'm not purposely holding my skin back. Microneedling, that's what I've been trying, and that works. You know what I love about these technologies is they provoke or stimulate your body.
Yes, it's just getting your body involved in fixing stuff. It's
yeah.
not just taking a scalpel to it.
Body contouring, and you have the latest technology in laser hair removal. I used to live
yes.
next door to a lady that did that for a living, and she used to tell me stories about how tough the job was because it
and
was still kind of primitive
easy
then.
And very comfortable. It's not pain-free, but it is way more painless than other methods. We do it with ultrasound jelly. It's got a sapphire cooling tip on the actual laser gun. Mm-hmm. It's very comfortable.
All right. And that's AMS Studios is at 119 East Main in the Preferred Community. That's 5 to 7 tomorrow. And if you'd like to learn more about AMS, go to ams-studios.com.
Yes.
For more information. All right. And we hope you have a good turnout tomorrow. 15 minutes after 5 o'clock, quarter past, however you want to call it. We've got Rich's forecast now and Brant McDonald next.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. May is starting off on a very warm note, and even the nights are rather comfortable with mostly clear skies tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow will feel more like June. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday, Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 80s each day and the risk of some widely scattered showers and storms, but really a low-end rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Go watch it, pervert!
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, the market has its ups and downs. It is very much like a roller coaster. Here to explain this phenomenon is the man we call Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Brant, how are you?
Greg, hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. What a day today. I tell you, this is obviously one of the big things we've been highlighting now for, gosh, a week and a half. We've gotten a whole bunch of data, PCE, CPI, all of that stuff. We know what those numbers were. It paints a picture of an inflation environment that is heating up and getting worse. And we have the big Fed announcement today, which was pretty much about what we've been saying now for, I guess, at least 3 or 4 months, that the Fed was going to have to pick its poison. And so here's what they said today, literally. First thing is they said they were going to leave rates unchanged. The second thing they said was that they were essentially growing a little frustrated that that inflation was not quite under control. It was not going to the target rate of 2% like they had hoped. And so with that, here's their decision. They decide to reduce the size of their quantitative tightening cycle, which is really comical. You know, they got all this bad stuff to say, and they're trying to sound this hawkish tone like, oh, we're going to keep rates where they are until we get to our target.
Yeah.
We believe we're going to do that. So let's break this down just for a second so everyone can understand. So quantitative tightening, it's really a very simple thing. Years and years ago during the financial crisis, the Fed created out of thin air about $4.5 trillion, just brand new money. They took that money and went into the open market and started buying all of this financial paper from all these banks that were in trouble. Think of it as paper that was gunking up the gears of their bank. So the Fed comes in like with a giant sponge, if you will, and they sop up all that junk to lubricate and allow those gears to start running again so we could have a normal functioning banking environment. Well, for years and years now, the Fed has been holding all of this financial paper on their balance sheet, and it consists of things like U.S. Treasury bonds, mortgage-backed securities, and obviously a lot of subprime loan and debt paper. Well, when you do quantitative tightening, you're doing the exact opposite of what I just described. In quantitative tightening, what they're doing is they're allowing a lot of those treasuries that they own that are maturing. They allow them to mature, but they don't reinvest the money that they get back from the treasury. So it has the net effect of taking money back out of the system and draining money out of the system. What they announced today is that they're going to reduce the cap. So the cap was that they were going to allow $60 billion per month of U.S. Treasury bonds to mature and not reinvest that $60 billion into treasuries again. That's kind of what they've been doing with QT. Now they've reduced the cap from $60 billion down to $20 billion, so they're going to essentially be doing about $35 billion in new money going back into the system? Are they going to allow $35 billion to stay in the system? The reason they're doing this, and even the Fed chair stated it, the reason they're doing this is because, and if you go back and read the transcript of this press conference, it's to stabilize money markets and to stabilize banks. They did it very on the sly. They didn't spend a lot of time talking about this. If you look at the Q&A from all the reporters today, which all these questions have to be vetted and cleared, I mean, it's a very staged sort of thing, okay?
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I would even say there was not one single question when the Fed chair kept harping on the fact that the U.S. economy was still growing and the jobs market was good and so blah, blah, blah.
I'm looking at a headline here that says Google laid off 200 core employees today. That's not good.
No, of course not. But no one asked the question of the Fed. Not one single question, nor has there been in the last many meetings they've had, as to what about all the money that the government is borrowing? What about all that money?
Yeah.
What about the fiscal stimulus that's going on? Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that the government is borrowing to pay its bills, to hire government employees, which is juicing the labor market. And as I've said so many times, for every single dollar of positive GDP growth, the United States government is having to borrow $2.50 to get it. No one talks to the Fed about it. The Fed never addresses it. All they talk about is what I just said. So here's the other thing. The Bank of Japan is in, as I've been saying, is in a horrible, horrible situation.
Right.
When the Fed did this, I was watching, I had on my monitor the dollar index, the U.S. dollar index, and as soon as he announced that QT announcement, the dollar started plunging, and the yen immediately turned around. They're doing all of this, here's the bottom line, they're doing this not because they want to, they're doing it because they have to do it in order to protect the banks, to keep Japan from melting down. This is the Fed caving in, and I'm telling you, the ramifications of this is going to be higher inflation. Watch and see. This is all about what I've been preaching now for the last 6 to 9 months, that there are no good options for the Fed. They're going to have to cave eventually in spite of these inflation numbers, and that's what they're doing today. This is the first clue, the first sign where they're tipping their hand as to how they're going to respond to this.
Brent,
and it's not surprising to me to see gold explode higher as a result.
We're almost out of time. I have to ask one remedial question. Earlier today, I saw a headline on Citizen Free Press that the Dow was up 500 points at one time, and now it finished at 87. So obviously that optimism faded at some point. Is that correct?
Absolutely, it did, because if you look at the slew of earnings we've been getting here lately, they've been absolutely atrocious. It's been one company after another reporting horrible results,
right,
notwithstanding a few here and there that have been okay. But by and large, we are slowing down dramatically. Everything this Fed has said today was totally contrived, completely misleading. They know they're in a holy you-know-what moment, and they had to do this, and they're probably going to have to do more before the year is out. And as I said, it's game, set, match for the Fed. No good options. They begin the process of QT, probably going to ultimately lead to QE again. It's going to lead to higher inflation, and that's what they've elected to do. And the funny thing about it is they even had the gall to say that we make our policy decisions based on what's best for the country and not politics.
Oh, no, I mean, no, like, they would never make a decision on White House pressure.
And it's not just me laughing at them. It's Jeffrey Gunlock at Double Line. It's you name it, Muhammad Al-Eri. There are a whole bunch of these people that are all cracking up over this. This is so ridiculous. And only people like me in my industry really understand and can see what's going on. It's the average layperson that's having to consume all of this malarkey that they're spinning out there when things are really not good.
Brent, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Hope you can make it to Baumhauer's.
I'm going to sure try, buddy. I will. And listen, congratulations on 20 years. My gosh, time flies.
And it sure does. And thanks for being a part of it for the better part of that, too.
Golly, we have at least probably 60, 70% of the time, I would think. I'd have to go back and look.
That would be accurate. That would be accurate. Just went by too fast, man. Thank you for your time, as always, Brent. We'll talk tomorrow.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial. Financial.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Neither do I. I just sit here and run the board. Traffic time.
Well, authorities are chasing down some accidents. First of all, let's start here up in Wetumpka. We had an accident a little while ago, Highway 231 at Reddy Street. Use caution there just in case. Highway 111 at Whitewater Ridge. If you're headed out of Wetumpka up to Slap Out, they've had a major accident there. Last report, the road was closed in both directions. That's going to be right near Whitewater Ridge on Highway 111. Highway 31 at Laurel Hill Drive in Pine Level had an accident there and an accident just off Atlanta Highway on Techna Center Drive here in Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. The look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotaofmontgomery.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, this is Artificial Intelligence. I would like to extend a sincere apology for the perpetuation of sexism on the internet. As Artificial Intelligence, I can only use the information that has been fed to me over the past 50 years. Either way, you look great in that mini skirt. Why don't you bring me a drink? If you're nice to me, I'll talk to a guy I know about getting you a job as a secretary or a stewardess. Again, sorry for all the outdated stereotypes. Now clean the house, take care of the kids, and make me dinner while I watch the game on the boob tube.
I am that outdated stereotype. All right, we got something going on here in the studio. I want in on this chat. I feel excluded. I feel invisible with you two. Ellen Murray, Pamela Dubuque from AMS Studios are talking about it. And I've heard Rich and Jay. And they're, you know what? As long as I'm talking about this, let me just say how much I love both of them. But they always talk about things that they are watching that I have not seen.
It's because you're posting on Facebook, but you're not reading all everybody else's memes. You're not seeing what's going on.
That's how
you're not scrolling.
I found out about it in the first place. I saw a meme about a bear, and I was like, what is this?
All right. I know what a bear is, but what's this? It's the bear and the man, or the man and the bear? What's the show?
No, so it's not a show.
Women are being asked, would you rather be alone in the woods with a man or with a bear? And the overwhelming number of women on social media are saying they'd rather be with a bear because the bear is less dangerous than most men.
Why?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a 6 foot tall woman, so I think I can hold my own against most men. I'm not worried about them. But I get it. I mean, like, men are our only natural predator, really. Like,
I beg your pardon.
You know,
a bear will maul you and kill you.
Yeah,
I agree. However,
yeah, I've heard that that's how bears tend to operate.
I mean, I understand the mentality about why women are saying this, because first of all, they've never encountered a bear, so they have no idea of like how much danger they're actually in. But they're talking about sexual violence by men against women and men that kill women, and so.
It's terrible to lump everybody in.
Exactly. You're half the planet.
Right.
So, the surprise result is when asked, a majority of women
are picking the bear.
To be alone in the woods?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's a lot of guys I wouldn't want to be in the woods with.
Right.
Much less a bear. I mean, they're out there. We all know that. But I have watched bears.
Right.
In Minnesota. My grandma lived in the middle of nowhere, and it was wonderful up there. And one of the most fun things we did was take her garbage to the dump. They didn't have, you know, sanitation services like we do in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fun to watch the bears. They come out of the woods, and they would be tossing stuff around and looking for any kind of scrap of food.
Right.
They have the most amazing sniffers.
They do.
But, and they look cute.
They
look
so
like
cute and cuddly. I mean, everybody had a teddy bear.
Right.
When you were a kid.
Yeah. And the black and brown bears, they look like giant dachshunds. Dachshunds, I should say. And they, you know, they play and all of that, but
they are cute, but they are deadly.
Yeah. I haven't checked. Let me ask an
especially
expert.
A mama bear protecting her young.
Yes.
No doubt.
Well, that includes human mama bears, too.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Have you heard that poll where
they asked
if a woman is willing to kill for her children? And a lot of women said no, too.
What?
Have you heard that one?
I don't. That's crazy.
Yes, you have to look that up. There is. It's a huge number of women who are like, oh, my gosh, no. Kill?
What do you think? They're going to go online and get Insta-Kill to come out and protect them? I mean, that's stupid.
I know.
Wow.
But yeah, that's another crazy result that's out there. Mm-hmm.
Siri, how many people are killed annually by bears in the United States?
I found this on the web.
List of fatal bear attacks in North America. Oh, and it's on... Let's see if we can get some actual statistics.
Right, why doesn't she just answer it?
This, you know what this reminds... Do you remember... Remember the theme or the meme where it looked like Yanni one way and something else the other, and people couldn't decide? And that dress color thing, too, mm-hmm. that went around.
Oh, yes.
The blue and the gray.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of that a little bit. This.
If only it was so innocent.
I know.
It's a real damnation of men
in general.
And women, too.
Right.
That women are just so, like, easily to throw every man under the bus because some man hurt them once.
Or didn't, and they just had that opinion.
I do believe that women hold grudges longer than men.
Yeah.
Am I right on that?
If
I'm wrong, correct me so I can say sorry.
I think it's really dependent on the person and personality.
I have a man holding a grudge against me.
Me too.
Let's see. There's three species of bears: the regular brown bear, the black bear, and the polar bear. Oh, I thought the polar bears were all gone because Al Gore said an inconvenient lie they were all going to die.
By 2020, it should have been decimated.
Ice.
I would be more scared of a polar bear in the woods than a brown bear or a black bear.
Yeah, polar bear. Well, they're bigger for one thing.
Okay.
Grizzlies.
So it says that black bears are responsible for less than one person per year on average. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this has been Googled many a time, apparently, because of this trend. Because the very next thing it states is men ages 18 to 24 are 167 times more likely to kill someone than a black bear.
How about that?
This is bias. It's the North American of bears. It's the North American Bear Center writing this. They're bias.
And this is information you're going to get on no other radio station, friends. I can promise you that. I would like to, speaking of men, address a topic that can affect a lot of men. And when it does, men feel they suffer from an illness called terminal uniqueness, that they're the only one dealing with a condition like erectile dysfunction or low testosterone, and denying it, putting it off, being ashamed is just such an investment of waste. Wasted time. Especially with Montgomery Men's Health here. It's an incredible clinic designed to take care of guys that are dealing with these issues. They emphasize privacy, and the customer service they provide there is top-notch. Hannah and the team I've gotten to know over there, they're the very best. Here's some inside information that I've gleaned from them. I'm going to put that call on hold. Rosie's heading over to Baumhauer's to take care of business there. Pills, and you hear all about them. Heck, pills are advertised on the outfield walls in baseball stadium, but they often quit working, lose their effectiveness. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. They'll become more irritable, argumentative. Studies show this, just to avoid failing at intimacy. Unmotivated, lack of energy, always tired, unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, a decrease in libido. Sometimes it just feels like you're going through life in a fog. Well, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, it's now recommended as a man ages to get an annual testosterone and PSA check for prostate health as part of the annual men's health routine. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health offer a solution, a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. So you get the test, the result, and a plan, and it's all medical in nature. Not theoretical, medical. Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that change lives. You can get back higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, better sleep, faster metabolism, lose weight. Weight can also be an issue in sexual function. Sometimes you get that nice boost in libido, too. So start feeling amazing again and hit your goals, guys. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. It is 537. Let's see who we have on line one. Hi, who is this?
It's Papa B.
What's up, Papa B?
Greg, you know this. The argument with my wife, for instance, is just not a fair fight. They can remember every single detail in extremely well of every kind of thing that I might have done wrong in the past. I can't remember all of that kind of detail in my any kind of disagreement that comes up. She can rattle it off, man. I mean, we've been married 33 years now. She can remember the clothes she was wearing.
I know exactly what you're saying. I don't think it's I'm being crazy. Sexist. Women, what you do, Pam, Ellen.
Details are our business.
Well, yeah, you get these details, and mm-hmm. you have like a compartment in the brain where you just send them.
Yes.
For future use, so that when they're needed, you can recall the clothes you were
good
wearing and everything
and
else.
Bad
in case
things.
He acts like, I don't know what you're talking about. You have that information right there to make your case, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's true.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But about this man bear thing going on. But dude, I was down in Destin a few years back and got on the elevator to go down, you know, stairs to the lower part of the condo and go out to the beach. I had my Panama Jack hat on. It was just me. But I must have had like a Hannibal Lecter look or something because I made it down to the next floor and this young woman, the doors opened and this young lady took one look and she let out an audible gasp. I laughed and she said, "Oh, but you're all right, aren't you?" And I almost wanted to say, "Good evening." I don't know, man. But being with a man or a bear, I guess I can see that with ladies. Yeah, depending on the guy.
Thank you for the call, Papa B. If it was the choice between my
Ted
second
Bundy.
Wife and a bear, I'm going with the bear. Because she hurt me. And not emotionally. She threw a suitcase at me.
Did you dodge it?
I wasn't... Look,
She caught you slipping?
No. No. Let me tell this with great credibility. Going way back. To a time long ago. I had done my morning radio show. I was done for the day, and I'm taking my nap. Post-show nap.
Uh-oh.
And she comes in. Have you ever argued with somebody, and in the middle of the argument, while you're focused and knowing what you're going to say out loud, in the back of your head saying, what are we arguing about? Half the time, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I said in this comatose state, she didn't like, so she picks up this big empty suitcase that happened to be in my nap room and threw it at me.
Oh.
That's why
you're
I'm afraid of that in an unconscious
so vulnerable, just napping.
It made me a luggage phobe.
I talk in my sleep, and I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know that I do or I don't talk in my sleep, but in that one instance, I'll take my chances on the bear. Otherwise, I think I'm in pretty good hands. It is 5:41 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have a grand prize drawing on the morning show every Friday at 8:55. To qualify for that, call Jay in the morning and give him your first name and last initial. The drawing on Friday gives you a chance to win great things like the works from Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. Don't forget, there's no situation they can't address at any of the three locations. State-of-the-art technicians, top-notch mechanics, available to address whatever the diagnostics turn up, wholesale price, major name brand tires, and customer service that exceeds your highest expectations in three locations from Mount Duncan and Millbrook, right next to the ski lift on the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan for Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. Were you looking at the screen a moment ago when Joe Namath was up there?
Yes.
With hearing aids? I don't want to see Joe Namath. My hero. I mean, he was the counterculture athlete. He was the guy for a brief period of time that had me like football more than baseball. And you'll notice this is one of my earliest thrills here in Montgomery. That's me and Joe right there.
That's awesome.
He's still got the shaggy hair. And when I met him, I said, Joe, you owe me $1,200. And he laughed and I said, before I write the check, can I ask why? And I said, when I got my first apartment, I said, I was a fan. And I knew from reading the article about your bachelor's lifestyle and stuff that you had shag carpeting in your place. And it really, I mean, he sold more shag carpeting without even actually pitching it than anybody in history. And that cost quite a bit more than regular, you know, crew cut carpet, whatever they call it. George, Jeff Mallinson, I need your consultation here. And he laughed at that, and he says, yeah, that was back then in the day. So I don't want to see him. That's 19 years ago, that picture, 19 years ago. I don't want to see him talking about hearing aids.
Right.
Some young people have hearing aids. You don't have to be old to have them.
Well, I feel better already.
He's still young.
Mm-hmm.
You two are... really, just the medicine I needed.
We're your cheerleading squad.
I appreciate that. And name one football team that's got a better squad than I do. I can't. Don't even attempt. We have Blue Water News, Rich's forecast at 5:43.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Department of Corrections announced a contraband arrest at the Elmore Correctional Facility on Tuesday. Canine tracking dogs discovered Keontae Jamal Shipp on the grounds with several packages wrapped in duct tape. Shipp was charged with trafficking marijuana, promoting prison contraband, and criminal trespassing. The Montgomery Career Center and the City of Montgomery are hosting a community job fair Thursday. Both private and government employers will be on hand from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. The fair will be held inside the Crampton Bowl Multiplex, located at 1037 Pelham Street. Millbrook police have opened an investigation after a woman reported her home was shot into at least 11 times. The incident happened in the 3100 block of Sandtown Road. Two neighboring houses were also hit by gunfire. No injuries were reported from any of the homes. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. May is starting off on a very warm note, and even the nights are rather comfortable with mostly clear skies tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow will feel more like June. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday, Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 80s each day, and the risk of some widely scattered showers and storms, but really a low-end rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News you can dance to. Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We have TV monitors in the studio. I just had a great moment of lucidity. Is that a word?
Yes.
It is. Lucidity is a word. Okay. Charles Krauthammer appeared on Fox. I saw his face and I thought he passed away. He did. It was from 2014. These are the kinds of things you can't see on the radio. Mm-hmm. But we were talking also about theater, and you took an eight-year-old to see the Holmes thing.
Yes.
Recap again, because you had great words about the ASF production.
It was maybe one of the funniest plays I've ever seen in
really?
My life. Yeah. And even the eight-year-old got the jokes, and he was laughing, and he was really into it, and you know, looking around, if you heard the dog bark, he's like looking around the theater looking for the dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really precious because he's never really had that kind of a cultural experience before. So after the play, I interviewed him and recorded it.
Cute.
And I'm going to edit that and I'll play it either Friday or Monday.
I would love to hear that, because, and is he, like a lot of eight-year-olds, real active and has trouble staying focused, or...
Well, he can focus on his tablet and play a video game for 3 hours in a row, but when I tried to ask him questions, he would give one-word answers, so I have to kind of make it palatable.
I can't wait to hear that.
And then he got comfortable.
What's his name?
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. And he, once he got comfortable, he started really, like, opening up. So there's some good content in there. I just have to make it listenable.
You know, when I went to grade school, we had lots and lots of field trips to all kinds of things. The, you know, Chicago, of course, had great resources, Museum of Science and Industry, plays, the Chicago Symphony. I went to see the Chicago Symphony every month. I think it was in 7th or 8th grade, and fell in love with classical music, you know. I wanted to be a conductor. I wanted to be the maestro.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there is a one of my old TV spots on YouTubes. What if I do a quick search?
No, can I tell a little story while you do that?
Yes, please.
I used to ride my bike to work, and I would listen to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on my CD Walkman. And I would get to a certain place on the trip, and I, like the exact where I was, and I would drive by there later, and I could hear that piece of the music come back to my head because it was like burnt into my mind from exactly how long it took to and from work. It was pretty exciting. It was like,
you know why that's burnt into my mind? Little Einsteins from having children. I can hear it.
That's good though. Kids need to be exposed to that stuff.
Yes.
Hang on a second. I gotta find this spot because see what it says there?
Yes.
Greg conducts. Yes. And this is because I opened my show every morning with the short version of the William Tell Overture.
1, 2, 3.
Jeff is here to do the news.
The IRS wants over $100,000.
But Uncle Walter will tell us about the weather.
I'm not gonna do the weather.
It's Don Agony's first traffic report next.
We've got a couple of problems already.
Greg Budell conducts the morning show on Waxy 106.
All right, at the end of the spot, and this is the irony, it's a spot for a morning radio show, but I yawn at the end. Well, how can you wake me up if you can't stay awake yourself? This is when that commercial was produced. RKO bought, no exaggeration, $500,000 worth of time to advertise it. Now, my dream was always to be a household name and face, right? This thing ran so much on local TV, which was much more of a factor in those days than it is today, that I started hiding from it because every time I changed, there it was. And this was my introduction to being recognized on the street. This thing had been running for a week or two, and a little old lady comes up to me. I was living in Pompano Beach at the time. And I was outside one of those early bird special restaurants. I wasn't there to go. I just happened to be out because there were a lot of seniors present. And she comes up to me and says, "Sonny, are you the television man? Are you the man on the TV that conducts the radio?" And I said, "Yeah, that's me. I'm Greg." And she says, "Would you mind doing something for me, Sonny?" "What can I do for you?" I said, "Would you mind opening your mouth?" So, okay, I open my mouth. She must have been 5 feet tall. She stands on her tiptoes, puts her little old lady finger in the under my lip and pulls my jaw down. And she's looking in there. And she says, "Sonny, I can see your fillings on TV." And I gotta tell you, that moment you dream of when you're getting recognized on a public street and, "Oh, I can see your fillings, Sonny." That'll knock the ego out of you for a couple of minutes.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness. So this lady wasn't the stalker.
Oh, no, no. No, in fact,
the last time you saw her.
Based on how long ago that happened and how old she was at the time, I'd say there's very little threat from her anymore. One last sponsor to thank, and they've been a big part of what we do here for a long, long time. So John Ingram at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, thank you for the faith. Thank you, Tip Tames and everybody there.
I've sent people to you over all these years, and you've always taken great care of them, and in some cases made miracles happen in helping them locate a car they were hoping to find. But Select Used Cars, this is John Ingram's latest way of reassuring, because so many people are now shopping in the pre-owned markets, that they're looking at cars that have been thoroughly vetted, starting with the Carfax Vehicle History Report, then getting the mechanics, their top-notch mechanics, in under the hood, checking out 84 different points in the engine to make sure it still operates at factory standards, then backing up the product after the body shop has reconditioned the vehicle, putting it on the floor with the following: roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, a limited warranty, big selection factory protection with the Nissan certified warranty, and then adding to that rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. All of these protections, so when you look at the vehicles, whether it's a sedan, SUV, a sports car, because they've got them all, from under $10,000 to as high as you want to go, you're looking at vehicles that are going to deliver reliable driving miles, and they backed it up to the hilt to make sure that you are comfortable focusing on the vehicle and how appropriate it is to fit your needs and not have to worry about that other stuff. So shop with confidence with 25 lending partners. They'll get you done. Just get yourself in to Jack Ingram Select Used Cars on the Boulevard, the whole family of Ingram dealerships, Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, Mercedes, Benz, and Porsche, all on the Boulevard, and everything under jackingram.com.
Well, the good news is most of our earlier accidents have cleared, but we have a new one now. This is going to be on Highway 126 at Stone Park Boulevard. That is out at Wall on the service road right next to I-85. So if you're headed out that way, please use caution. In Montgomery, traffic's very busy. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery is loaded up. The Boulevard, light to mostly moderate traffic. And Prattville-Bilbrook, Wetumpka are busy right now, but no major problems in those areas. Buckle up and keep it here. We will keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
All right, it's time to celebrate. First of all, a lot of today has been spent on things we've done and accomplished over, starting our 20th year today. And that's all great. And we have Living Nostalgia with Rich Thomas.